Spirit Radio Podcasts.
Have you ever reflected on what the Bible can teach us about our attitude towards refugees, bearing in mind that Jesus himself was a refugee in the first few years of his life? Now, the Church of Ireland General Synod is trying to send out a message opposing the anti-migrant sentiment and actions. To talk to us about this in light of some of the events that have happened in recent days, you might have seen the news about a homeless asylum seeker camp in Dublin destroyed by fire. We have on the line the Reverend Philip McKinley from the Diocese of Meath and Kildare. Let's start with that, Reverend McKinley, just in terms of what the Bible has to say about looking after everyone and that Jesus himself was a refugee.
This is a really, really important point. I mean, from beginning to end of Scripture, the welcome of the foreigner, the stranger, the displaced, the refugee is absolutely paramount. And it begins with the Levitical codes, the laws that are the foundation of Scripture. You know, something like Leviticus 19, verse 34, the foreigner residing among you must be treated as your native born, as an equal. Love them as yourself, for you were foreigners in Egypt. I am the Lord your God. Really, really important starting point. And then, as you say, Jesus, Herod, was essentially tricked by the wise men who came to visit the baby Jesus in Bethlehem. He lashes out. He orders the murder of all boys under the age of two, so they have to run for their dear life, the Holy Family, Mary, Joseph, and Jesus, into Egypt, Africa. Egypt welcomes and provides sanctuary and shelter. And later on in Jesus' ministry, he says, look, when I was a stranger, you took me in. So he is, Jesus resides in the experience of the refugee, and he lived it and faced it himself as a child.
And that's something that we have to recall on, I suppose, as we're looking at what's happening. And I suppose it has to be said, and it's important to say, that some of these attitudes probably reflects a very small minority. Certainly my experience has been, and I'm sure it's echoed by many of the listeners, that the vast majority of people in Ireland are so welcoming and showing support to those who are arriving in Ireland, often from war-torn countries and really difficult situations. And I think as well, a lot of us from a Christian perspective are trying to approach this of saying, well, how can I best live out my faith in this situation and welcome these people?
Yeah, and I mean, there's huge resources around Christian action on the welcome of refugees. There's a lot of projects through human history, through Christian history, and up to today. There's amazing movements like the Sanctuary Movement, Faith in Sanctuary, and a whole variety of programs, Churches of Sanctuary, Cathedrals of Sanctuary, churches that make a dedicated cause around welcoming asylum seekers and refugees. But also there's the huge work we can do in communities, because attitudes can harden in some areas and they can soften in other areas. And community leadership and voices of moral authority and moral respect and trust that can work well with communities all around the country. That's a really, really important point, because sometimes the reception can become negative for reasons. Other factors can harden hearts, and we as Christians are there to see the love and the care and to live out our faith. Christians should know a thing or two about refugees. Our founder was one, and therefore we are absolutely commanded to love and serve the refugee, those who are fleeing and coming to our country for care and support.
Talk to me a little bit, Reverend McKinley, just about what has been highlighted and voted for in regard to the Church of Ireland General Synod, which is focusing on this topic, opposing racism and anti-migrant sentiment.
Yes, so it met in White's Hotel in Wexford on Friday and Saturday, and gathering of, what, about 650 delegates from all over the island of Ireland. And a motion was brought forward, first, that we would take a stance on the anti-refugee and migrant sentiments, which are abounding huge. They're very vocal, maybe a minority, but it's a very vocal minority online, and it's a very disruptive, and we're seeing with the attack now that took place in Sandwick Street, it's a very, very dangerous force in Irish society. And the Methodist Church issued a statement a couple of months ago setting out a very, very clear stance where they stand in relation to these far-right groups, and now the Church of Ireland has followed suit. There's also a piece of action for every parish to look at what their local responses are, what their resources and what their context is, and some of the work that they can unpack and do in a local setting. But in a sense, on Saturday, a unanimous vote and really, really very powerful contributions stated very clearly that the language of hate and movements of hate do not reflect our Christian values, and we take a stand.
And what do you hope that this will do just in terms of, I suppose, reinforcing the Christian message of being welcoming to all, but not just being welcoming, also the part two is trying to support and help people in practical ways as well?
Well, there's loads churches can do. Lots of churches are already doing for Ukrainian refugees, for those who are coming through and who are through the international protection system, for those even who've received their refugee status and still there's an integration piece. So churches provide a whole lot of services, from food banks to supports around housing. In Dublin Glendalough, there was a wonderful refugee project around people in direct provision accessing housing, which ran for a number of years. I'm involved in a Discovery Gospel Choir. It is an intercultural choir and very much looks around how we do intercultural welcome through the medium of gospel music. So there's lots that every parish in the country can play its part and play its role. It's about taking moral leadership. The church takes stances on all sorts of things. And in this instance, we've taken a stance for welcome for all, and that every parish is now encouraged to reflect and think what local thing can be done with youth groups, with volunteers, with resources that we have, and how can we be welcoming communities. So that's the encouraging statement.
Yes, and hopefully that statement is taken on board. Thank you so much for joining us on the show today. That was the Reverend Philip McKinley there.
Thanks for listening to our Spirit Radio podcast. Don't miss out. Subscribe today. Find out how at spiritradio.ie.
The new Super Beats Heart Chews Advanced is now supercharged with CoQ10. Support your healthy CoQ10 levels and blood pressure with 2 chews a day. Visit RadioBeats, BEETS.com, and save 15% with promo code DEAL.